The Piano Quintet in F minor by Brahms, played by BBC Radio 3 New Generation Artists, the Signum Quartet, and pianist Christian Ila Hadlan. That performance was given at Cadogan Hall in London last Monday lunchtime and presented by Petroc Trelawney. And if you want to see that concert, you can just go to the Proms website and follow the links to listen and watch. And Petroc will be back at Cadogan Hall this Monday for the last of this year's Proms Chamber Music Concerts, when the tenor Ian Bostridge is joined by Fretwork and the lutenist Elizabeth Kenny for a concert of songs and instrumental music by John Dowland. That's at 1 o'clock, Monday lunchtime, here on BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 on FM. We're on digital radio, and you can also listen to us live online in high-definition sound. If you've recently tuned in, a very warm welcome to you from me, Jonathan Swain. It's 3 o'clock, and coming up at 5, Alan Shipton will be here with your jazz record requests. But now, once more from the stage of London's Cadogan Hall, here's Clemency Burton-Hill with the BBC Proms Saturday Matinee.
Hello and welcome to the fifth and final Proms Saturday Matinee of the season, where we bring to our close our centenary exploration of Benjamin Britten in the context of his wider circle. Today, the string music of Britten is complemented by that of his friends William Walton and Michael Tippett, but we also have something pretty remarkable in store. Some 85 years after it was composed, and almost four decades after his death, Britten's Elegy for Strings will finally receive its world premiere here at the Proms. Well, tasked with this responsibility is the string ensemble Camerata Nordica, which makes its Proms debut this afternoon, led by its artistic director, violinist Terje Turnerson. He says the Elegy for Strings hints at what was to come in Britten's music, although, of course, he had yet to develop his distinct style. He says it has some strange twists and turns and is not necessarily what you might expect the usual idea of an elegy to conform to. So he says there were challenges to finding its shape and telling its story. Well, before we hear those twists and turns and that story, we begin with another early work by Britten. The Simple Symphony was written in a breakneck 7 weeks in 1933 to 34, when Britten was just 20. And if that doesn't sound precocious enough, it was based on music that he composed when he was aged between 9 and 12. Well, to perform Britten's Simple Symphony here at Cadogan Hall, here's the Camerata Nordica making its Proms debut and directed by violinist Terje Turnerson.
Thank you.
The boisterous Bourée, the playful pizzicato, the sentimental saraband, and the frolicsome finale. Those four movements of Benjamin Britten's Simple Symphony, performed by Camerata Nordica and led by its artistic director, violinist Terje Turnerson, who has kindly agreed to have a quick chat with me on stage now. Congratulations and welcome to the Proms. This is your Proms debut. Sounding terrific.
Thank you.
We're very happy to have you here, but tell us more about the ensemble. When were you founded?
We were founded in the beginning of the 70s as a small ensemble. I think it started with a quartet, then it gradually grew. And now it's our 20-piece orchestra with about 10, 11 nationalities.
And do you have a particular repertoire focus?
Everything.
That's very good to know. But is there a sort of philosophy behind the ensemble? Is there a particular approach that you bring to your work?
Yes, actually, I'm very occupied by storytelling, like some of the advanced theater pedagogues did, and like Actor Studio in New York and stuff like this. So we work very hard to try to make everything alive all the time.
Lots of stories to be told in today's programme. We've got the excitement of a world premiere by Benjamin Britten coming up shortly. But before that, music from one of his closest associates, Michael Tippett, and his Baroque-influenced Little Music for Strings. How does Tippett's string writing compare to Britten's?
Well, it's different. but it is, for us, that's outsiders, singing it from abroad. It's some of the same soil in their music.
And how useful is it to play them on the same programme? Do you think they bring out specific things in each other's music when you perform them?
Pardon?
Well, in hearing Britten in the context of Tippett, like we are this afternoon, does that bring its own special significance to the music?
Yes, it's very interesting for us because they really have a different type of tuning, in a way, of feeling. So you probably hear that now when we play this Tippett piece, which I think is much milder in its character than, for instance, this simple symphony.
Well, let's hear it now. Michael Tippett's Little Music for Strings. Ladies and gentlemen, Camerata Nordica and Terrier Tennyson.
Thank you.
Michael Tippett's Little Music for Strings, performed by Camerata Nordica, led by Terriot Turnison. Well, we return to the music of Benjamin Britten now, and something very special for this prom Saturday matinee, a world premiere of his Elegy for Strings. It was written when Britten was just 14, during the course of a single week in his school Easter holidays. He was already learning with Frank Bridge at this point, so it might have been Bridge who encouraged him to write something for full string orchestra. Well, Terriot Turnison has kindly agreed to tell us a bit more about this piece.
It's, of course, a very young piece, quite naive in its expression in a way, but I come to like this piece because it's very obvious what's to come later. It's, the seeds are there already.
You can already hear his genius, is it fair to say, at that point?
I think so, 14-year-old boy writing something like that.
But it's a bit sickening, isn't
yourself.
It? Pardon? He wrote it in a week during his Easter holidays. Yeah. Any of you with 14-year-old boys at home at the moment, maybe a lesson to be learnt from that?
And you might be surprised also, because it's you think of an elegy, and that's a very sorrowful, slow thing. But this ain't.
Is that partly because his youthful exuberance comes through? As you say, it doesn't stay elegiac for very long. It quite quickly turns into a rather brisk allegro. Is that just a symptom of his 14-year-old sentiment?
Maybe. When you're young, your sorrow goes fast.
Now, Camerata Nordica have also been recording it. They've recorded it for the first ever time. Have you had any disgruntled comments from any British orchestras who might have thought that this honour should rightly go to them?
It's not so long time since I worked here, so I heard a comment, yes.
You did.
this music of Britten is so international, so we feel all sort of in family playing it.
But I'm interested because you did say earlier about how you approach it as outsiders. Well, what do you bring to it? How do you approach something like this, not having come from the British tradition so much?
Well, as all musical music, it's you just find the story to tell in it.
Well, we're very much looking forward to hearing the story. Thank you so much, Terriot. I will let you and the orchestra have a little tune now.
Thank you.
And so, to give the world premiere of Benjamin Britten's Elegy for Strings, is Camerata Nordica.
Thank you.
world premiere from Benjamin Britten in his centenary year. His early Elegy for Strings, performed at this prom by Camerata Nordica and its artistic director, violinist Terje Tønnesen. And we're very grateful to the Britten Peers Foundation for revealing that early Britten gem and making the music available. Now, they may be the butt of the odd orchestral joke or two, but there's got to be something about viola players and great composers, because Bach, Beethoven, Mozart, Dvorak, all of them were acclaimed viola players, and so indeed was Benjamin Britten. And the British viola player Catherine Bullock is shortly to break out of the Camerata Nordica ranks to take centre stage in a piece by Britten that was first heard in the UK at the 1977 Aldborough Festival, the year after Britten's death. And she's very kindly agreed to have a quick chat before this piece. Catherine, inching towards the front of the stage here at Gdagen Hall. Thank you. Tell us more about this piece. What are we listening out for?
I think it's mainly about colours. I don't think I'm in the right frame of mind to answer your question now, actually.
Well, Britten himself called it Reflections on a Song by John Dowland, that song being If My Complaints Could Passions Move. And the viola is often described as the instrument that's closest to the human voice. Are you thinking, are you conscious of that vocal element as you play?
Yes, and I'm also conscious of the lute, which you'll hear in the third variation, I hope.
What's it like to step out of the orchestra and come to the front of the stage, as it were?
Well, honestly, it's quite scary, but I'm an orchestral musician by trade. I'm not used to this, so we'll see.
Well, I heard it in the rehearsal earlier, and it was sounding fantastic, so we're very much looking forward to hearing it. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Catherine Bullock. Benjamin Britten's Lacrimae, Reflections on a Song by John Dowland, performed by Camerata Nordica, and the solo viola player is Catherine Bullock.
Thank you. Thank you.
Catherine Bullock, the solo viola in that Proms performance of Britten's Lacrimae, Reflections on a Song by Dowland, given at Cadogan Hall this afternoon by Camerata Nordica. Well, we close this programme and this whole season of Proms Saturday matinees with a composer often mentioned in the same breath as Benjamin Britten, William Walton. The two men were rivals, but greatly admiring of much of each other's music. Walton composed this next piece at the behest of Sir Neville Mariner, who in 1971 suggested he might transcribe for string orchestra his quartet in A minor, composed more than two decades previously. Walton agreed eagerly, and the result is this sonata for strings. Well, I was talking to some of the members of Camerata Nordica earlier after the rehearsal, and they expressed their bafflement that this great chamber work isn't better known. In particular, Terry O'Turnesser, the leader and the artistic director of the ensemble, mentioned the musical arc in the Walton from deep quietude to emotional passion, and the sheer mastery with which Walton managed to enrich the colours of his earlier quartet into these lush string ensemble textures. Well, I believe the orchestra will just have a very brief tune. William Walton's Sonata for String Orchestra, performed at the Proms this afternoon by Camerata Nordica, led once again by Artistic Director Terry Turnison. William Walton's Sonata for Strings, bringing to a close this season of Proms Saturday matinees here at Cadogan Hall. Camerata Nordica was making its Proms debut today under the direction of violinist and artistic director Terje Ternesen. Well, very sadly, that's it from me this season, but Petrock will be back with a final Proms chamber music concert here on Monday lunchtime. And we are, of course, live on Radio 3, home of the Proms, this evening. Meanwhile, I'll pass you back to my colleague at Broadcasting House.
Clemency Burton Hill there at London's Cadogan Hall. Wasn't that Walton Sonata superb, especially when played like that? And just to say, there's another chance to hear that prom matinee here on BBC Radio 3 on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Also, if you want to listen to it when you want to listen to it, every prom's available to listen to online via the Radio 3 website anytime you like for 7 days from the broadcast. Well, Clemency mentioned in passing tonight's prom live from the Royal Albert Hall. More British music, though far from exclusively. It's a prom of film music, music from British war films dominating the first half, including Walton's original music for the Battle of Britain. And in the second half, music with a space connection from 2001, A Space Odyssey, to the UK premiere of music from the latest Star Trek film. Keith Lockhart conducts the BBC Concert Orchestra, and the house lights dim at the hall for that, and here on BBC Radio 3 at 7:30 tonight. And there's more Benjamin Britten in tomorrow night's prom.
This weekend, Paris comes to the BBC Proms. Paavo Järvi conducts the Orchestre de Paris in Arvo Pärt's Cantus in Memory of Benjamin Britten. And Janine Jansen is the soloist in Britten's meditative violin concerto. Plus two French showpieces in the second half, Berlioz's overture Le Corsaire and Saint-Saëns' Organ Symphony. From Estonian introspection to Gallic flamboyance, join Martin Handley at the Proms tomorrow evening at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
So that's the Paris Orchestra at the Proms tomorrow night. On Friday night, Vienna comes to town with music by one of their own.
On Friday night, one of the world's great orchestras, the Vienna Philharmonic, comes to the Proms. Lorin Maazel directs them in Anton Bruckner's towering Symphony No. 8, composed as a conscious tribute to three great Austro-German masters. Before that, we'll hear music by J.S. Bach, played on Bruckner's own organ, which still towers over every prom in the Royal Albert Hall. Join me, Donald MacLeod, for the Proms, live from the Royal Albert Hall, Friday night at 7:30, here on BBC Radio 3, home of the BBC Proms.
And members of the Vienna Philharmonic now here on Radio 3 in the piece that a worker pleasantly surprised Cosima Wagner on the morning after her birthday, Christmas morning in 1870, Richard Wagner's Siegfried Idyll. It's not often we hear the piece in its original chamber version for 13 instruments, in other words, something like how it would have sounded on that morning at home at the Wagner's. But this is one of the recordings of that chamber version. It was made back in 1965 while Decca, George Scholte and the Vienna Philharmonic were involved in the stressful business of recording the last in their legendary cycle of Wagner Ring operas. The producer, John Carlshaw, told of how the members of the Vienna Philharmonic got together for the recording in the Vienna Sophiensaal on a Sunday evening. No main lights, just standard lamps shining onto the music stands. And Scholte, the dynamo, was persuaded to conduct sitting down. Nobody was watching the clock, Carlshaw said, and we didn't touch a single control. It was as if a spell had come over the Sophiensaal. Wagner's Siegfried Idyll. Wagner there reusing themes from his almost finished opera, Siegfried, to celebrate, among other things, the birth of his son, whom he also called Siegfried. The recording you've just heard was of Wagner's original chamber version of the Siegfried Idyll, with George Schulte conducting members of the Vienna Philharmonic, a particularly mellow Decca session from 1965. And the present-day Vienna Philharmonic, all of it, is at the BBC Proms this Friday night in the music of Anton Bruckner, that Everest of a symphony, his eighth, conducted by Lorin Maazel. That's live from the Royal Albert Hall here on BBC Radio 3, this coming Friday night at 7:30. Well, between now and jazz record requests at 5 o'clock, the music of an English composer who was equally at home in the symphony, the avant-garde, opera, jazz, music for children, films and the cabaret. Sir Richard Rodney Bennett died on Christmas Eve last year, and this was a commission in 2008 from the choir Vocal Essence, a Richard Rodney Bennett setting of the Cornish Christmas carol My Dancing Day. The carol is Christ describing the events of his life. The Dancing Day is his birthday on Christmas Day. Paul Brough conducts the BBC Singers.
Love.
My Dancing Day by Richard Rodney Bennett. Paul Brough there conducting the BBC Singers. And there's more music by Richard Rodney Bennett in tonight's Prom, an elegy for viola and orchestra from his music for the film Lady Caroline Lamb. It's a prom of film scores, or music used in the films, with music from British war films dominating the first half, including Walton's original music for the Battle of Britain, and in the second half, music with a space connection from 2001, A Space Odyssey, to the UK premiere of music from the latest Star Trek film. Keith Lockhart conducts the BBC Concert Orchestra, and that's live from the Royal Albert Hall here on BBC Radio 3 at 7:30 tonight.
At the BBC Proms, the Orchestra Sinfonica di Milano Giuseppe Verdi, under conductor Xian Zheng, completes the season's Tchaikovsky Symphony series with his Byronic Manfred Symphony. And Maltese tenor Joseph Calea joins the orchestra for arias by Verdi. Join me, Penny Gore, live at the Proms, Thursday evening at 7 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, back to this Saturday afternoon. It's 1 minute past 5, and now Jazz Record Requests with Alan Shipton.
Good afternoon. Well, later today, vocals from Louis Armstrong and George Melly, first jazz experiences with Ella Fitzgerald, Artie Shaw and Miles Davis with John Coltrane, but first, a memory of the pianist Mulgrew Miller, who died earlier this year. Last week, I played a recent album by Mulgrew with Dave Holland's sextet, but back in 1999, emailer Graham Saxby was at a recital by Mulgrew Miller and another bassist, Niels Henning Osted Pedersen. He says it was a real ear-opener. I'd like you to play any track from the duo album they made at the time, preferably What Am I Here For?
Thank you.
the late Mulgrew Miller piano with the equally much-missed Niels Henning Ørsted Pedersen bass and Duke Ellington's What Am I Here For? Well, thanks to all of you who've written in with your first experiences of jazz. I'll be including several of your suggestions today and in the weeks to come. John Marzillier of Oxford vividly recalls 1962. He says, I was 16 in a friend's flat in North London after school when another friend came in clutching a vinyl LP that he'd just bought. He was very excited and told us to listen to it. I can still recall the shock of hearing it, the thrumming bass, the piano chords, and then the mournful, wistful trumpet. Someday My Prince Will Come by the Miles Davis Quintet. From then on, I was hooked on jazz.